We're aware of the fact that there's a background hum, but we're not dealing with that at this time because it would involve shutting down the whole system. Well, we want to get going on time today, and we've had we got off to a bit of a slow start, but I promise people that there won't be much of a delay. And there isn't. We're going to be able to start our first presentation with Terry Brock on how important the modern cyber revolution is to libertarians and how people can expand their personal liberty by getting involved with these new technologies. And that'll be starting in about 2 minutes. I just want to make sure there's any last-minute people are coming in. It looks like people are, whoever's aboard is aboard. So without further ado, we got so many topics. Oh, that's right. Sorry, Mary Lou. Mary Lou is familiar with this character, and she's going to make the introduction, giving you the biographical information and all the stuff that's going on. And she's really in love with this computer stuff, too. So, please. Can't be worse than me.
Having a card for an MC is a lot of fun, eh? I think that probably not one of you in the room has seen Terry before, so I wanted to let you know why he's here. Both Terry and I are members of the National Speakers Association, which is an international association of professional speakers dedicated to the furtherance of that profession. And Terry is on the executive of the association, and one of his projects a couple of years ago was to head up something called the Voices of Experience. This is an audio newsletter, and the host interviews various speakers on various topics so that the information can be passed on to its members through this audio tape. Well, Terry did such a great job of orchestrating Voices of Experience that every time they came in the mail, I listened to them from beginning to end, and often two and three times over, because he was such a professional on the tape. And lo and behold, one day, in his editorial sign-off, he was encouraging people to be more libertarian. And I'm going, oh my God, there's a libertarian in the National Speakers Association. So I phoned, left a message on his voicemail, forgot to leave my phone number. He didn't hear my voice or my name correctly, and he's scrambling to find out who I am. And suffice it to say that it's been a good friendship since then. That's why Terry's here. I said, you want to meet more libertarians? Come to Whistler. So, Terry, Terry paid his own room, paid his own conference, rented his own car, sponsored his own attendance so he'd have an opportunity to share some of these ideas with you. Now, just one sec. I want to just fill you in on a couple of little things about Terry that you may not know. He's an internationally recognized speaker, having spoken in number of different countries around the world, Canada, Mexico, Japan, Indonesia, Thailand. In fact, he travels so much that he's built up enough air miles that he could travel to Neptune and back. And I think he's probably putting all the Delta Airlines staff's children through college with his airline fees. He's presented at home, and he presents to all sorts of businesses from a variety of fields, banking, architecture, whatever. And on the list that he gave me, there wasn't a single government agency, but there was the Federal Bank of St. Louis. So I'm not sure what he teaches them, but I think it's probably different than what he's going to teach us. He's taught martial arts. He's worked in radio, newspapers. He's studying Russian and Japanese. He rides a unicycle. He plays a guitar. He didn't bring either of those with him, unfortunately. And in his spare time, he still finds it possible to work on computers about 24 hours a day. Terry's here to share with us how computer technology can help us spread the word of liberty. Let's welcome Terry Brock.
Thank you. Good morning. Are you all ready to have some fun today? We're going to do it. I think it's still legal to have fun in Whistler, so we're going to do it. I want to show you today some of the things that are going on with computers and technology, and it is a real honor to be with you today, because as a libertarian, as a person who loves liberty and loves freedom, these computers and the internet and all that stuff is really just tailor-made for us. I want to show you some of the things that are going on, and just the short time that we have, kind of give you a sneak peek at the good things that are happening, and let you see some of the excitement and how we can take that and further our own personal liberty, and also further the cause of liberty worldwide. Now, I'm going to be using my own little personal computer here today. I brought it in, and we've hooked it up. Can you see the screen? Those of you that cannot see the screen, you might want to move closer. I would encourage you to do that so that you can see what's going on. We're going to be heavily using that and the technology. The computer I'm using is my own personal IBM ThinkPad. It's the 755 CD, and it has the sound and the capabilities like that, much like what many of you have as well. And Tony, you're going to be helping us with the lights. Would you do me a favor and pull those lights down, please, so we can do it? We're also using a little LCD panel here. Oh, what was that? A little LCD panel so that we can show different things here. Now, I know some of you might wonder what kind of software I'm using for demonstrating this. I'll be happy to answer any questions that you got, both during the presentation, then also I'll be here the rest of the day today. I'm using a little software called Astound, which is from a company called Gold Disk. It's very much like PowerPoint in that it does transitions and things like that, but I like it a little bit more of some of the other capabilities that it has. So it'll do a lot of different things for you. We're going to be covering a lot of things that you can use today and kind of what's going on in the world of computers. We were a little bit limited, though, in our talent budget. This is all we can come up with here. But we're going to be talking about a lot of the different things. Now, I'm from Atlanta. And we just finished, y'all hear about a little track meet we had there just recently? Yeah, we had that little track meet. It was kind of fun. It was good to see it, and it was good to see what happened with the world coming together as it really should be. People laughing, people having fun. I was at the Centennial Olympic Park just a few hours before that bombing took place that we heard about, when we saw some maniac getting out and doing that. And I think that what happened from there, it was sad, we were hurt, we were angry, we had so many emotions. But I think what was the best part of the whole thing was while the whole city came back strong and all the nations of the world said, look, even though there's some person out here who is doing this, we don't know who it is, we just disavow violence completely and we embrace liberty, we embrace love of mankind, we embrace people working together in a non-coercive environment. And we saw much of that happening in the Olympics there in Atlanta. It was really great to see those kinds of things happening. And we're going to see a lot of things happening more and more as I see our whole world changing. Lots of things are going on. I like to look at what's going on in our world today. And by the way, for those of you from America, do you like the way I have Dole and Clinton kind of switching back and forth there, you know, changing positions all the time? You never know which one's going to do it. I like the way that Bumper Hornberger said it at the Libertarian Convention in Washington, D.C., that really what we're looking at is we've got Bob Clinton and Bill Dole. You know, it's kind of pretty much the same either way you go, and shifting around. But I think one of the most exciting things is when you look at what's going on in today's world, we're seeing a whole revolution and change. Matter of fact, you see that picture over there on the left? The family that's at the computer. That is an indication of some of the things that are happening. For instance, in 1995, did you know that for the first time ever, personal computers outsold television sets in the home? Now, maybe it's just me. I think that's good. I think it's good that we're seeing more and more computers being sold, and I think that's a good way for the family to get together. The family gathered around the computer, learning, growing, educating their mind, rather than just sitting there in front of that tube and getting our mind saturated and numbed and dulled. I think it's better that we could exercise. And by the way, when we talk about education, I'm not talking about just the two younger people. I'm also talking about the older people there, because education now becomes ongoing. And the internet is designed exactly for that. We're seeing this thing is changing our entire world. Many things are happening, and the technology is driving us. Matter of fact, some of the things that are happening, I want you to see some of the things that are happening right now, and then read between the lines and see what you can get. I went out on the internet and was able to get this just the other day. It's something that Paramount Pictures puts out there, royalty-free. We can use this any way we want. And this is what they had to talk about that. How many of y'all heard of the movie or saw Mission Impossible? Saw that little movie out? Well, here's what they did to promote that. Watch this. What do you think? Is that kind of nice? Yeah, that kind of thing is available. But now think about this. If they did that with Mission Impossible, do you suppose, half a word, suppose that we might be able to do something like that to show what's going on with liberty? Show videos and show all kinds of different things? For instance, conferences like this where we could take the audio and put it out available to anyone, anywhere, at any time? Kind of nice. No longer are we limited to geography. This thing is tailor-made for what we're doing right now. liberty and furthering the cause. This kind of thing is available. Paramount put it out, and now they have regular updates on different movies and different things that you can get very easily. We're seeing changes also. Matter of fact, I kind of like what was going on yesterday. Didn't we have a good job yesterday with that panel? I think they did a mark. Let's give them a hand on that. And the panel discussion, to see this thing really is worldwide. It's not just going on here. And I particularly liked what we heard last night. We heard Walter talking about it. How many of you heard his presentation? Wasn't that great? Thought he did a good job with that, looking at the things that are going on with liberty. And also, I love the lively discussion. It was good, so that we can see different points of view. And I think that's what it's all about, that we can exchange these ideas. But I think he did a good job with that last night. But I tell you, what I really liked, what really got me going, I want to stand up and cheer, was what Bruce had to say when he read that. Wasn't that great? When he was talking about Patrick Henry's speech, I read that stuff and I go, yes, it's timeless. It's as good now as it was back then, as it will be 200, 300 years from now. Liberty and the causes that we're talking about are tailor-made for us. The technology that we happen to have right now is called computers and the internet. And we can do that. And by the way, does that look pretty good to have the picture there? You know that was live and direct. I didn't just get that 3 weeks ago. It's very easy to do that kind of thing. Here's how I did it. Little camcorder, like this. I took this one, and then I got this little thing right here. It's called Snappy. Some of you have heard of this. It's a little item, costs $200. You get a little cable that goes from the camcorder into this, and then it goes right into your computer, and it can grab the image. Think about how you can use that for demonstrating different things, sending pictures. I can send pictures like this anywhere I want. For instance, I was told you're over in Moscow, but you're online. I could get a picture of most anything and send it to you online very easily. These kind of things by just grabbing it here. So we can do that. What's that?
And take mine.
And take yours. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we can take that and we can send it out anywhere. Then we have people all over the world will know about it. But this is pretty easy to do, and it's real interesting to see what's happening with it. I also found it kind of interesting. Here's a quote that I saw from in the United States, our president, Rodham Clintax. What he said, it made me just feel so good. When he said in 1992, I am going to stop handing down mandates to you and regulating you to death. Oh boy, glad he kept that promise. Isn't that nice? We're saying Washington is having to change with this stuff. Even Washington, all those politicians, they are changing and they have to, because this thing is completely turning the politics upside down. Most every candidate running in the election we have in the United States this year is somewhere on the internet or on the web. They have to be. They have to be out there. Now, this is interesting, because Washington, D.C. is an interesting city. It's a city where, well, some of you realize they had a mayor a while back named Marion Barry. And Marion Barry was a guy that, how can I put this? He had some challenges with cocaine. You know, so he had the cocaine, got out there and used that, and so they threw him in jail for that, which I guess qualified him to be reelected. So they reelected the guy, put him in there again as mayor, which leads me to believe a definition that I've heard of Washington, D.C., which I think is appropriate. Washington, D.C. is really a work-free drug place. Just a little bit different than the way you and I do it. By the way, I got to mention something too. The cause of liberty is moving forward. It is on our side. Whatever we see happening, as we see things moving, because I've been able to share this little story, for instance, with audiences, different places, non-libertarian audiences, and over consistently people cheer. There is a distrust and a dislike and maybe even bordering on sometimes a hatred of the bureaucracy and the control. People want to live their lives and be free. When we think about what we're talking about as libertarians, we're talking about economic and social freedom. It's real simple. I'm preaching to the choir here. But when you think about that, so many people say, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. They don't know how to pronounce libertarian. They don't know what it is, but they know that we're on the right track. So we're doing the right things, and the technology is going to help us drive that forward and do even more. The internet has really been propelling this and growing. The internet before was growing well. Now it's just growing and smashing through all barriers before. Something like that. Just like, do you like that? Kurt, does that look pretty good? I worked on that a while. It's good. Not real quantity. Where's Walter Block? Is he here? Walter, I know he's an economist, and they get the numbers. We don't really have a whole lot of numbers on that, but it does look nice. Here's some of the things that are happening on the web as we look at what's going on. This is a site from Sony. Now, Sony is a nice corporation. They produce all kinds of good products and things like that. And what they have done is, like many, many other corporations around the world, they've gone on the World Wide Web. I want you to see what they have done and then model that, benchmark that. Think about how you can take what you're doing and kind of implement some of these same strategies. Real important. I was having an interview just a couple weeks ago with a guy named Dennis Waitley, who's done a lot of tapes and a lot of books on different things. Dennis was telling me how now many companies, that Pizza Hut, for instance, is benchmarking itself with Motorola. And we go across different areas. We see companies that look at what's going on. Sam Walton taught us this at Walmart. Look at what's being done right in many different areas, and then try to blend that in. Here's what Sony's doing. You know, they have all these kind of things that are available. For instance, if you wanted to find out about some of their music or whatever, you could take this right here and click in that area. And if you click in that particular area, then you find out about the artists they have, information, the tour schedules, sound clips, and things like that. So that way, if you've got a particular group that you like, you can then download the music. You go, hey, such and such group has a real good album out. I haven't heard it yet. Let me just listen to a little bit of it. You can listen to excerpts of it. If you see one of those new Sony gizmos that you want to get, you can just click over here. Just point and click and you'll be able to get it. Now think about the way this was done before. Before, what we had is you would call up an 800 number, the toll-free number, and then you would say, yes, I'm interested in the XR35QZ, whatever it is, unit. And they go, thank you very much. We'll send that to you via snail mail, and you'll probably get it in about 4 years. You know, by then, you've lost your desire for it. You thought, well, maybe I won't get it. What they want to do as a company is they want to hit you when you're hot. They want to provide the service. Here, what they can do is they give you detailed descriptions of the product. They show you pictures of it. They give you as much detail and technical information as you want. Plus, you've got it right there. If you want some audio, they can attach that. Just like we saw the Mission Impossible movie, you can have that with other things. Can you see some benefits for that with commerce? Can you see some benefits of that in explaining any idea or concept? And that's exactly what's happening now. We're seeing many libertarians out on the web. I think it's wonderful. We actually have been leading in many of the areas. We were way ahead of what others are doing. Here's a site that I found to be very interesting. It's one that I looked at and been watching for a while, and within the last few months, it actually won some major awards as a website. This is the Legs Pantyhose website. Now, I don't buy a whole lot of their stuff, okay? Just not part of what I buy. But the folks that put this together are brilliant, and I want you to see what they did, how they did it, and then think about how we could go from there and do other things. They put out their website. Now, obviously, they want people to go out and buy their products, as any company would. But what they've done is they stepped back and they said, okay, rather than just saying, here's our products, we're wonderful, come buy it. They realized this is a different medium. People aren't going to do that. They're not going to buy our ideas just because we can argue and say, hi, we're libertarians, we're wonderful, please go with us. People have to have more of a reason to. And what Legs did is they faced the same thing. They said, well, what about our target market? What is our target market interested in? What kinds of things? Beyond pantyhose, what are their other areas of interest? So they started building that into their website. And they came up with some, like for instance here, let me point these out. They've got one here on health and fitness. They realized that people that buy Legs pantyhose are interested in health and fitness. Also, their products, of course, they have their products there. Lifestyle issues. They even have one here called Legal and Politics, because they realized, gee, people that buy Legs pantyhose are interested in legal and politics. And look what they did. They put a link to Congress as part of their website. Most people don't know who their representatives are. They don't know their senators, they don't know their representatives. I know that's true in the United States, but I don't know, it might be true elsewhere around the world. And what they did is they put this together so you can then go in and click on the state where you are. Say, for instance, you're in Minnesota. You would just click right here on that state when you're online, and then it would bring up a complete list of the senators and all the representatives from Minnesota. So you would be able to see them. And in addition to that, tied into each of those links is a direct connection to send email. So that if a bill is going through Congress and you say, gee, I don't like that bill, you can click on it and send Senator so-and-so your opinion immediately. Is that a good thing? You have instant democracy. I think Thomas Paine and Thomas Jefferson would be proud of what we've got today. We can have that instant response right there. So they just simply click on it and they can do it. Then it ties into web pages. Many of the senators, many of the congresspeople have web pages. Now, whether I like or dislike what they're saying, usually it's dislike, but whether I like or dislike what the congresspeople are saying, I can find out where they stand on given issues. Is that a good thing? Yeah, we can find out where they are, and this is what they've done. So Legs Pantyhose realize, hey, people are interested in this. We're going to give them a reason, here's a key point, to keep coming back. We're going to give them a reason to keep coming back to our site. Here's new, fresh, updated stuff. Stuff that's of value, things that are going to be very useful and worthwhile. Here's another thing they did, by the way. Put in a little thing right here. Suppose you want to buy a house or a car. You can plug in here. How much will you borrow? You just plug in the number right there. We're still on the Legs Pantyhose site here. How much will you borrow? You plug in that. What will the annual interest rate be? You plug in a number. And then the loan duration in years, you plug that in. Then they give you a choice here. Just display the summary of information or display the whole thing. And you do that, and then you click right here, borrow that money, and they will give you a complete schedule of how much that would be, what each payment will be. Is that useful? If you're going to buy a house or a car or an item on time, you can see that right there. There's a reason to come back to their site. They built all this in. So my point is, we see what they have done. They've done a very good job with this. We can then borrow from what they're doing and implement and do even more things so that we can have an interactive site. We can put all kinds of information out there, sound, video, text, all of that. We're not limited to it. Now, Legs is not making the actual loan, but they show you what the numbers would be. And this can be real nice and real handy. Here's another thing that's particularly good. And I think this will be particularly nice. For instance, what Jim is doing. Jim is taping this and putting it on there. And I think he's doing a great job of that. I think we ought to give Jim a hand, too. Jim, thank you. He goes around and at his own expense and does a lot of work on this, putting it together and having the audio tapes. Wouldn't it be nice also to have the audio tape that so-and-so presented at a libertarian conference, say, a year or two ago, or those kind of things? Well, of course, those are available now. But here's another option. We can have this on the internet through a device called Real Audio. Real Audio gives us the ability to listen to audio, live streaming audio on the computer, anywhere in the world. One of the things that they have, for instance, is ABC News. You can click on that, and every 15 minutes around the clock, 24 hours a day, the news is updated. You can be anywhere, click on it, and you immediately hear the news, hear what's going on. Now, those of you that are familiar with computers, I'm not talking about a WAV file. I'm not talking about something you download and then listen to later. I'm talking about you click on it, and you hear it immediately. It sets it up and moves in there. Do you think something like that would be helpful? Do you think we could even use something like maybe a code, and so we take your Visa and your MasterCard number, very secure, by the way, Visa and MasterCard number or whatever payment you choose, and then we allow you to listen to this tape or this conference of such and such speaker? Would that be worthwhile? Maybe if we could put something in there and we could do that, that would be nice. And Jim, wouldn't it be nice if you didn't have to always travel so much? Would you could have that? Would you object to increasing sales and having more money coming in? Yeah, think about that for a while. Yeah, not a problem here. You see, the revenue opportunities are enormous. The educational opportunities are enormous. For instance, we could put certain things out there for sale. We could have other things absolutely free. How about the libertarian position on this issue or that issue or this issue? And we could just say, hey, you on the internet? Yeah, tell you what, there's a great thing out there. Why don't you go over to this website? Here's the address. Click on it. It's free. You can listen to this right on the computer. By the way, this week, Netscape released their new version of Navigator 3.0. They are the leader out there. They got about 85-90% of the market share. It has audio built into it. As it becomes the standard, now we will be able to use audio, and we're going to clear one of the major hurdles, everyone having the same thing. So it's kind of like it's going to be very easy to say, okay, you buy this, this, and this. Now we know everybody is going to sing from the same songbook, and we can communicate. Not only that, we can also talk live back and forth. Get rid of telephone calls. So for instance, what I could do is I could call over in Moscow from Atlanta, and we could talk toll-free. No long-distance charges. Is that kind of nice? Think about that. We can do it. And by the way, this is not science fiction. This is available today. Your cost will be your internet connection. In the U.S., it's generally about $20 a month. Some a little bit more, some a little bit less, depending on who you get. So for around $20 a month, flat fee, you call anywhere, talk forever, and you never pay long distance. Is this stuff great or what? I mean, it's great to be like, we can have video conferences. We can even do video. So we can put it up there. Now, right now, it's not perfect, but it still is video. We can see someone, and we can do it. We are moving so rapidly toward an ideal environment. It's incredible. Mary Lou?
Does this not require some equipment hooked up at both ends?
Does it require equipment hooked up at both ends? Yes, you will need a telephone. and you would need some form of video camera, which will cost around $200.
Okay, so there's no other package that you need to be able to talk over the internet?
If you have that in with the new version of Internet or Netscape Navigator, you can do those kinds of things. Yes. And so you can put this together and you can start making it happen. This is incredible stuff. This is now available. We're seeing a whole change in our world, and we're going completely around the phone company. So AT&T, MCI, Sprint in the United States, those guys, please excuse me for using the American examples. I'm familiar with those, but I know it would relate elsewhere. They heard about this, and so they were real concerned about it, you know, because it's going to be cutting into their revenue. So they did the American thing. They filed a lawsuit. And they took it to the judge. It was really cute. You should have seen this. They took it to the judge. I go, well, they shouldn't be doing this. They're getting free phone calls on the internet. The judge said, well, okay, so what's the hard part? And they said, well, but that's not fair. They shouldn't do this. It's really not nice. And the judge said, yeah, but what's your point? I don't understand. And they said, but we've been doing it for so long. And then finally the judge said, look, you're out of here. This is competition. This is what it's all about. And I thought, this is great. So they threw it out. And it was great. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to mention, I missed Harry Brown's last interview with Art Bell during the night. I was asleep. So I just clicked on Real Audio and listened to the entire interview.
So you listened to the entire interview of Harry Brown, yes. And you were able to hear that. It didn't matter that you were sleeping, like we need to do that once in a while.
Forward and go back.
Fast forward, backwards, etc. And all you did is just click on it. This is perfect, and it gives us an opportunity and the ability to get the message out very, very easily and very quickly. How are we doing on time, by the way? Are we doing okay?
You got almost 20 minutes.
20 minutes, great, super. Yes, sir.
One thing I didn't hear you say is an advantage on Real Audio. There's a time bar, like a tape recorder, and if you miss something that's not real time, if it's an archived file, you can back up and hear it again, or you can go to a special time that you heard a show, you want to hear that spot again, you can go to it on the net and find that spot by the time.
Absolutely. Did y'all hear that? And for the benefit of the tape also, with Real Audio, it's kind of like a tape recorder. If you missed one thing, you can rewind it, or you can fast forward, or you can go back in there and move around. So it's real nice. This is available today, and Real Audio has that. Tell you what, let me take some more questions when we get to the finish. I want to show you some other things that are available and show you some really good stuff, too. Matter of fact, this is being done right now in a lot of different ways. I had the opportunity yesterday to talk to Tim Starr. And Tim, by the way, did you see his wanted sign? I like that. And the way I cropped that right now, it has a whole different meaning than the t-shirt that he had. Where's Tim? Is Tim here today? Aha! Yes! That was good. Well, I was talking to Tim about this, and he had some beautiful insights. And wait, listen to what Tim had to say about that.
I believe that computer technology will make it easier for people to communicate with each other. I think especially it'll make it easier for people who don't have as much money and don't have enough money to start their own radio station or their own television station to publish what they have to say anyways, what news or facts or their opinions, whatever, in a way that will be a lot easier for other people to get a hold of than some of our current communications media.
What are the ramifications of the new computers and technology on government control over our lives?
Well, I think that they're making it a lot easier for small groups of people, which may be very far apart geographically, but very close ideologically or politically, to organize themselves and coordinate their activities in a manner that can be effective. So I think they'll be able to have a lot more influence on politics than they have been able to have previously.
So what Tim was saying is exactly right. Let's give him a hand on that. What he said is so true. Think about it. Here we are. We're scattered all over the world. But now, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you are or when you are. If you're online, you're connected. Just out of curiosity, how many of you right now, I imagine most of us, are online in some way, email or something like that? Look around your room. Keep your hands up. See, most of us right now. Those of you that aren't, get on it, okay? Good. Because this is it. Now, you see, here's the deal. We're having a great time here in Whistler. This is wonderful. But too often in the past, what happens, we get all fired up. Yeah, this is great, wonderful. And then we leave. And it's gone. We feel kind of lonely. I mean, let's face it. We know what it's like out there. You're lonely. You're saying, but really, the government shouldn't control you. Oh, but we got to stop that nasty drug problem. And they, you know, and then we have to go into the whole thing about how this works and where we are. And so now we've got the opportunity to communicate very quickly, very easily, anywhere. I'm using my portable computer, and I travel around the world. I'm doing seminars for corporations, doing workshops on computers, technology, the internet, and how they can use it to increase their sales, things like that. I can take this, and anywhere I am, as long as I get access to email, I can run my office. I was over in Hong Kong just a while back. I sat there in my hotel room in Hong Kong, called a local Hong Kong number. I tied in, ran my office back in Atlanta, exactly 12 hours off. I knew everything that was going on. I was able to get all the information, send proposals to clients, send proposals to potential clients, all of that stuff right there, so it didn't matter where I was or when I was. And governments hate that stuff. They hate it because they like to be able to have a fixed position. You have a factory at this address. Now we can attach taxes to you. We can do it. I'll tell you, I'll give you an example. As of this last week, I have made a major decision in my life. Mary Lou knows about this. I kept filing, delaying. Finally, August 15th came, and I had to file the taxes and all that kind of stuff, you know. So I filed that, and I looked at how much I was paying in Georgia.